How to disconnect from screens and reconnect with faith, family, and fellowship. In today's fast-paced world, how we interact with others has drastically changed, especially with the constant bombardment of information and digital distractions such as the invasion of smartphones. As Christians, it's crucial to maintain godly relationships amidst the digital distractions and the chaos of today's news cycles. In fact, Americans spend an average of 4 hours watching TV and about 7.5 hours on digital devices. Unsurprisingly, so much screen time is stressing many of us out. The Bible offers profound insights into how we should conduct ourselves among fellow believers, emphasizing the importance of unity, love, and mutual support, which binds us together as a community. The book of Acts vividly describes the early church's fellowship. Acts chapter 4 verse 32 states, "Now the full number of those who believed were of Kone heart and el soul, and no one said that any of the things that belonged to him was his own, but MTHEY had everything in common." This scripture highlights the deep bond that united the early Christians, a bond that transcended material possessions and was rooted in their shared faith in Jesus Christ. Paul's ministry further exemplifies the importance of godly relationships. Despite facing numerous hardships, Paul traveled extensively, spreading the gospel and encouraging believers in various regions. Acts chapter 20 verses 1-2 describes how Paul traveled through that area, speaking many words of encouragement to the people, and finally arrived in Greece. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. After the uproar ceased, Paul sent for the disciples, and after encouraging them, he said farewell and departed for Macedonia. When he had gone through those regions and had given them much encouragement, he came to Greece. Paul and the early Christians developed solid and godly relationships that fostered a sense of community and spiritual growth, providing a support system by praying together, sharing struggles, and supporting one another. Practical tips for maintaining godly relationships: limit digital distractions. Remember to limit digital distractions in today's screen-heavy world. It's important to make time for face-to-face interactions and meaningful conversations. Set aside specific times each day to disconnect from digital devices and focus on building godly relationships with those around you. You can even try fasting by turning off your cell phones for a day. Share and support. Just as the early Christians shared their possessions, we can share our resources and support one another in need. Whether through financial help, providing meals, or offering a listening ear, acts of kindness can strengthen relationships and demonstrate God's love. Be involved and proactive in your church and neighborhood, or volunteer for a worthy cause where you can bring a smile to someone's heart. Encouragement and accountability. Follow Paul's example by encouraging your fellow believers. Use the digital for good. Send a text message, make a phone call, or write an email to uplift someone's spirit. Also, establish accountability partnerships to help each other grow in faith and resist temptations, reflecting Christ in our relationships. Colossians chapter 3 verses 12-14 provides a beautiful blueprint for godly relationships. "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity." In a world where information overload and global anxieties are common, the Christian community has the opportunity to shine brightly. By embodying these virtues, we can reflect Christ's love and build relationships that honor God and uplift each other. Let us strive to treat one another with kindness, show patience with each other's shortcomings, and forgive just as Jesus forgave us. Conclusion. As we navigate the challenges of information overload, digital distractions, and global anxieties, let us remember the example set by the early church and Paul's ministry. By limiting digital distractions, sharing our resources, and encouraging one another, we can strengthen our bonds and grow together in faith. Let's be inspired to commit to building relationships that reflect Christ's love and bring glory to God, no matter the circumstances. Commit to building relationships that reflect Christ's love and bring glory to God, no matter the circumstances. Further reading: 4 Reasons to Do a Digital Detox. Cleveland Clinic Conversations That Matter. UN Seeks Digital World Brain and Digitalization of Everything. Alex Newman, VCA.